on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Thursday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Mark Hunter is finding us all the winners at Wangaratta today. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
What's this Wangaratta meeting look like on this Thursday? A few winners to be found?
I like it. Yeah, no, I like it. I've been astray in my judgment and my punting recently, but I think I can turn that around today at Wangaratta.
All right, well, we're jumping on the bandwagon. Geez, a shorty to start the day. We can take out 2 and 8 in race number one. The $1.25 favourite is Mark Colt. Patrick Payne trains. Then we're out to Morphling at $5. And Ahadi Farasi is at $8.50. Is this a watch-on race with a $1.25 favourite, or do you think you can get it rolled?
I think we can make some money. Look, I'll tip the favourite on top, number 3, Mark Colt. It's had the 2 starts on debut. Ran a closing 3rd. That form's worked out to be no good. Then went to Pakenham and found the line okay, running 2nd behind Moral Force. Now, it'll probably win. It's got to run an extra 200 metres, and I wouldn't exactly say it's savage, the line at Pakenham, so that's certainly a query. I don't want to take the short odds, but I'll put it on top. If I'm betting in the race, I can't see how number 9, Morphling, doesn't run top 2, and it's much, much better odds. It finished the race off nicely last time. It'll run the distance. It'll get a beautiful run from gate 1. So that would be my bet in the race. 3rd pick, I think either 4 or 5 run the trifecta. Number 4, Ahadi Farasi, who's racing consistently but in weak races. And 5, Bromelia, who comes off a much, much weaker maiden at Tokenwald. So 3 will probably win, but I'd be more than happy to back 9 the place. I'll go 3, 9, 4, and 5.
3, 9, 4, and 5. And Morphing is $1.80 the place in race 1 at Wangaratta. Race number 2, another shorty here. This is over 1,400 metres. We take out the 2. Bodell is the favourite here from Hayes Dabernick, $1.30. Rosenstrasse is at $7. Unvanquishable. There we go, $8. I love it when they run all the words together. Unvanquishable is at $8.50. Meladia is at $10. Mitchy Beer taking a horse to Wangaratta today. Another shorty here. What's the play in this race, Mark?
Oh, I think I might watch this one. I think they're 2 hopes, 7 and 10. Number 7, Bodell, who got strung up in traffic there on debut and finished the race off nicely to run 2nd. That's not a strong race. It's fitter. It's got to run 1,400 metres. It looks the one to beat, but I don't want to take the short odds. I do think number 10, Rosenstrasse, is the danger. Its form last campaign is the best form in the race. It got held up running 3rd behind Royal Dragon at Maui. It was out-sprinted at Sandown. It's trialled okay recently, got a 3-kilo claim here. 3, Unvanquishable, was 1 pace down at Werribee. It should be fitter for that run, and a place chance to number 5, Miss Benefits, who's coming off weaker races but racing relatively consistently. I think 2 hopes. I don't want to take the shorts, that's for sure. 7, 10, 3 and 5.
7, 10, 3 and 5 in race number 2. Race number 3, over 1,300 metres, take out 7 and 11. Knight Sword, another one from the Hayes Dabernick stable. Good to see Corey Parrish on this favourite here today. $2.15. Black Monsoon, $4.40. Boy Big is at $6.50. And then we're down to Dynamic Sensation. Who do you like in the 3rd?
I'm going to tip number 9, Black Monsoon. Look, it was $151 there first up, and it should have won the race. It just ran, or should have gone very close to winning. It just ran straight up the back of them on the home turn, didn't get out until the race was over, and finished the race off nicely. It does perform best when it's ridden with some patience early, so hopefully that's the same here today up in distance. To beat number 4, Knight Sword. Knight Sword was good 2 starts ago in that Mark Holt race. The form hasn't worked out. It was then ridden forward at Wodonga, stuck 3 wide. I just don't think that suited it. Weakened. It can improve, but short enough odds. Number 1, Boy Big, made some ground on debut. Work to Bill was okay. And 2, Dynamic Sensation, has been around the mark but draws wide. I think there are 2 hopes. I'm happy to back number 9, Black Monsoon. I'll go 9, 4, 1, and 2.
9, 4, 1, and 2. Black Monsoon at 4.40 to beat the favourite in race number 3. Race 4. Over 1,170 metres, we can take out 3 and 5. Santero is the favourite for Patrick Payne, Billy Egan, $3.20. Delvac, $3.40. Beans, $5. And then we're down to Cubed at $7.50. So who do you like here, Mark?
This is a good little race, this one. There's a few chances. I'll go each way, number six, Beans, who has had a couple of goes for the winning stable. It should have gone awfully close to winning last time. It just had nowhere to go whatsoever in the straight and got checked off heels near the line. So we'll tip it on top to beat number nine, Santiro. Had the three tries. They've been in weakish races and it's been just okay. But a recent trial was a beauty. It trialled behind an award winner in fast time there recently. So it just might have come back a better horse. One, Delvac, was a bit slow away before winning the Tatura trial in good style. And I put two Fast Pulse in. He's had one go for a good third. It went around recently and finished tailed off in the trial, but was never asked to do anything. So pretty hard to gauge it off that effort. It's a good little race with a few chances. We'll go 6, 9, 1 and 2.
6, 9, 1 and 2 in race number 4. Race 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. It's a 58 over 2,000 metres. Lay-by is the favourite for Mike Moroney into the red now, $1.95. Nordic Pride looking for three in a row, $4. Thrum, $7.50. And they're the top three in the market. So we've got another odds on here. Are you with or against it?
No, I'm against it. I'll go number four, Nordic Pride, who in terrific form, this horse, like most of the stable. It was a terrific win at Werribee two starts ago, made a long searching run and just kept on finding. Then was scratched a couple of times before going to Wodonga. Now, I assume it had a little setback. Given a lovely ride, got the job done. But I just think it'll be a lot fitter for that run at the distance. It's got a beautiful run here for the 2 kilo claim. And it's my top pick here to beat number one, Kiedai, who got a soft lead last time, was entitled to win but won well. It's improving each time it steps out. 5 lay-by, has to run a strong 2,000 metres. It's going okay without raving. I think it's poison odds. And 3 Ablestock, who's probably getting ready for the hurdles down at the Bull. It was okay first up. It's at the jumps trial. It'll be fit and will be running on. 4, 1, 5 and 3.
4, 1, 5 and 3 in the first leg of the quaddie at Wangaratta. Race number 6 is a 58 over 1590. Take out 1 and 11. Queen of Rocks, 225. Another one, that's favourite from the Hayes Dabernick stable. Got to love Trucks at $4.40. And then went down to Just Like Mum at $7. Who do you like here, mate?
I think Queen of Rocks will win. It's had the two runs back from a spell. It was good first up, was good second up in the 64. Drops back to the 58. Draws well. Meets a much, much weaker field. It should be fitter and it should be too good. I thought number 3, Okra, was the value for the place. It's had the two runs back from a break. It didn't have any luck last time. 8, Just Like Mum, fitter for one run back, draws for a good run. And 2, Gotta Love Trucks, who's around the mark without winning. But Queen of Rocks should be too good here. 4, 3, 8 and 2.
4, 3, 8 and 2. One of the good things, Queen of Rocks at 225 in the market in the second leg of the quaddie. The third leg is a 58 over 1400. Take out 8, 9 and 12. Another Hayes Dabernick favourite here, The Stager at $3. Ultimate Edition at $3.80. Then we go down the market, Hell of a Night at $4.60 and Commando Miss at $7.50. Any excuses for the favourite last start, Mark?
Yeah, look, it just was a bit keen. Oh, sorry, The Stager. Sorry, wrong horse. The Stager was the soft track there, got it last time. It was on the dry before that and it won well. Ultimate Edition, if it finds its best form, it'll win and win easily. It's the maiden win was outstanding. It culminated that campaign in the Geelong Derby trial, which was just too hard a task. It was keen, 2,200, and it weakened badly. It had one run back from a spell, didn't fire, gone for a break again. It was keen in its trial the other day, but got to the outside and ended up winning quite well. Now, it draws one, it'll get cover early. If it settles and it runs to its best form, they just won't see which way it goes here. To beat number 4, The Stager, who won well enough two starts ago, beat absolutely nothing but won well, can improve on a better track. 3, Hell of a Night, it's fitter, it will roll forward and give you a sight. And 6, Commando Miss, who's been okay in two runs back. But the race just totally revolves around Ultimate Edition producing its best. If it does that, it'll win easily. 5, 4, 3 and 6.
5, 4, 3 and 6. Good strong push. It's at $3.80, Ultimate Edition. And the last of 8 jumps at 5 o'clock, a BM at 58 over 11.70. Take out 7 and 12. Vinny Villacoola is at $2.30. And it is a firm favourite in the last. What are we saying here? Envy and Mate. It's at $3.60. I've absolutely butchered that one. It's well in the market, though, after winning on debut. Redneck Princess is at $6.50. So who wins the last?
Number three, Envenomate. I think it's not a bad horse. It's maiden.
Say it much better.
Yes, well, it's, I think you'll hear its name today. It's maiden win. It's at midfield. Took a little while to build its momentum, and then just powered to the line. It went for a spell. It's come back. Trialled recently. Wasn't knocked about, but was just getting stronger and stronger. I can see it parking about sixth or seventh here for Daniel Stackhouse, and I think it will win. There's one danger, number four, Villa Villa Cooler, who doesn't win out of turn, drops back to 58 grade, got a 3 kilo apprentice. Just going to be buried in the ruck, needing luck at the right time. Take your pick after that. I've ended up going for number five, Riverdance Lad, for third. It draws wide, doesn't win out of turn. And 13, Lightning Rider, who's winning those benchmark 52 races. This is much, much harder, but at least it's in winning form and draws for a good run. There's two hopes. I think number three is the best for the day. We'll go 3, 4, 5, and 13.
3, 4, 5, and 13. A bit of value in the last best of the day. It's a decent price at 360. Good to see Adrian Coolboy with a good horse as well in Venomate, the best of the day. So there is an air of confidence today, Mark. We've got your best in the last. Who else do you like?
Yeah, the best, race 8, number 3, the value runner. Not great odds, but I thought race 4, number 6, Beans, still good odds each way. The quaddie, first leg, 1, 3, 4, 5. Second leg, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8. Third leg, the top 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And come home with 3 and 4. Play of the day, I'm going to play the trifecta in the first 4 in the last race. I'm banking on 3 and 4 around the Quinella. So the trifecta is 3, 4, 3, 4, field. And the first 4... 3-4, 3-4, field, just for a percentage, whatever you can afford.
Very nice. Have you had an early look at Caulfield?
Yeah, we'll go tough day with not a lot of value in those races, but I thought Bongole, who, despite the car park draw, there's good speed in that race, so I'm happy to back Bongole each way.
All right, $6.50 in race number 2. And you talking premierships yet?
Not yet, Michael, just one game at a time, you know. I'm not like you blokes.
Oh, well, put another win on the board against the Suns this week. Best of luck, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter with all his best for Wangaratta. Quick break. Harry White's got the winners at Pakenham up next.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Time to look at Pakenham tonight. Harry White has all the winners and he's been in very good form in recent weeks. How are you, Harry?
Good, Michael.
Looks like it's a nice little meeting. There's a few short price favourites. Are you confident tonight?
Yeah, I really like the look of the card and I am happy to take on a couple of those shorties with some value runners.
I like that. Let's kick it off with race one, 1600 metre maiden for the 3-year-olds. Only a small field. Sly Corners, the $2.40 favourite. Boschendale, $2.60, $5. Dom Fiore.
Glad to see those top two in the market sort of flip around with favouritism. I'm with Sly Corner. Ran very well first up, considering he was wide without cover throughout. Kicked clear in the straight, was only run down very late by Night Hustler, who was a $1.80 favourite that day and had the benefit of a run under its belt. The key thing for me is that he looks like the only one who wants to lead. So expect he dictates the tempo, proves hard to run down. Boschendale over raced throughout last start, ran second as a $1.70 hope. Concede the form around him reads very strong for a race like this, so can understand the market support. Dom Fiore gets a mile back and runs on. As I said, no speed on could be detrimental to his chances. Think Jade on the quick backup next best. 4-1-2-5.
4-1-2-5 in the first. Race 2 is over 1,400 metres. No scratchings. Scar Dancer for Mar Eustace is the favourite, $3.20. Victoria Falls, $3.50. French Boss, $3.90. So it's tight. The top three in the market, Harry?
Yeah, even race. I'll side with French Boss. Looked the winner at one point at Kilmore over the mile last start. Just peaked on the run. She's still stuck on well. It's worth noting the winner has subsequently won again. Second place getter has black pen form lines and third place getter's also won too. So all of that reads pretty well. Back a furlong in trips ideal. Ran third at track and trip two back. There doesn't appear to be a heap of depth to this, so she looks a good chance. Scar Dancer debuted over the trip at Kyneton. Stuck on okay for fourth after taking the lead on the home bend. Victoria Falls strips fitter second up. Gives the impression the trip will suit. Lady Lockhart in the mix for the minor money. 5-6-8-1.
5-6-8-1. Race 2. Race 3. Over 1,200 metres. Take out 3 and 8. Sky Wolf, $1.75 favourite. Team Hawks first up this evening. Bellicosity, being tough for punters. Just can't get that win is the second favourite at $3, and then we're out to $7.50 plus the rest.
I'm going with some value. Number one, Angerstein. Was given no hope from a wide draw last time out at Sale. Had to race back and wide. I thought closed off well, considering it's only two lengths off subsequent winner, Signorina, two back when first up. Maps to be closer here. Should appreciate the slight step up in trip. Skywolf, the logical danger. It's hard to ignore that form out of his last run prior to a spell that was won by now Group 3 winner Kiku. Multiple jump outs of late have been good. My question is, will he get better with a run under the belt over slightly further? So that's why I can't take those odds. I had Snipper Star in for third. That's a late scratching. So we'll promote Dubai Moon, who resumes gelded with blinkers on and has a bit of class about him for third. And Belliscosity, the punter's pest, in for fourth now. 1-7-6-5.
1-7-6-5. Race number four is over 1,200 metres. In this race, no scratchings. And interesting first starter here, Distant Lover by Dissident, trained by Peter Moody. Luke Nolan rides into $2.70. Bubbly Lass is the second favourite. It's at $3.20. Comica, $5. Michael Kent Stable, first starter. Diamonds and Pearls is at $10. So Distant Lover opened up $3.90, now into $2.70. What can you tell us about its jump outs or trials?
I respect that market push. Looks to have ability based on a recent Pakenham jump out. Obviously respecting that she's locally trained as well, so I am a bit wary now, but I'm chasing some value again. Diamonds and Pearls finished off quite well first up at Kyneton behind Ethqueeny, who had form prior around Snapper and Awkward and was a $1.40 favourite there. I liked her jump out beforehand. I like that Damien Lane takes the ride, and I think she'll be suited to this track and a little bit of give in the ground. Bubbly Lass, I thought, was the danger. Jumped out well, was good on debut last prep in a handy Geelong maiden. Distant Lover, as I said, Pakenham jump out was really good. And another debutante, Comica, has won a trial leading into this. Looked all right doing so. 5-3-6-4.
5-3-6-4 in race four. Race five, first leg of the quaddy, over 1,200 metres. No scratchings. November Dreaming, a firm favourite. 2:30, good push from Ben Gleeson, assistant trainer this morning out here at Flemington. Sig Positano, $4. Final Man, $7. They're the top three in the market.
Final Man was $10 this morning when I placed my bet, so I'm glad to see some money. Certainly did enough in a stronger race first up at Hillside. Didn't beat a runner home, but it was a strong race. I think he's best over six furlongs. Prior form suggests he needs some sort of give in the ground. I was hoping for a bit more, but he gets some. He's had three runs last prep, all in stronger grade. Ran okay. Prep prior, he was flying. Third up at track and trip, he actually put three lengths on November Dreaming, who goes around as favourite. No speed on, he gets blinkers on, he can be forward. I think he'll take running down. November Dreaming, the class horse, yet to miss the Quinella in four first up runs. Best over further, but expect that class carries her a long way. Sig Positano chasing a hat trick, so hard to knock that. And Unique Bambino maps to be closer, goes around lightly weighted. 1-5-4-8.
1-5-4-8 in the fifth. Race number six is over 1,400 metres. No scratchings, always in moment. Very good first up for Mick Kent is the $2.80 favourite. Nickow Spur, $3.60. $4.60 Hindo Blue. Think Winning is at $8.50. They're the only runners under double figure odds, Harry.
I love the recent trial of number one Nickow Spur leading into this prep. His form from last prep absolutely jumps off the page here for mine. Draws wide, but actually maps to get a good run midfield or so. I'm just really keen on his chances. I'll make this horse my best bet of the day. Always in moment, won a maiden here easily. Looks progressive. Seven furlongs is the unknown, but she probably leads, so we won't die wondering. Hinto Blue has found one better in both runs since breaking maiden status at track and trip. Think Winning won easily at track and trip in maiden grade. There's more depth here, but must be a chance based on that effort. 1-8-2-5.
1-8-2-5. Best of the day. Nickow Spur, race six, number one. $3.60. Race number seven, third leg of the quaddy, is a 64 over 1,400 metres. Turridan's the favourite here at 370. We can scratch number four, Vladivostok. Dewhurst, interesting runner, first up after a very impressive debut for Archie Alexander, is equal favourite now at $3.70. Galactus at $4, and then we're down to Meltdown at $7. Who do you like here, Harry?
I'm glad to see the market push for Turridan. Michael resumes here over a trip short of his best, but trialled nicely leading into this. Ran well over a similar trip last prep, albeit in maiden grade. That was before winning at track and trip, and subsequently winning again in similar grade to here. There's an option from a low draw to be better than midfield. I just think he's the best horse in the race. Galactus got too far back last start, but prior efforts this prep are solid, such as a second to Ferretti two back. Meltdown ran well at Track and Trip in a similar sort of race last start. And Dewhurst, as you mentioned, resumes gelded after having won on debut on synthetic, worked home well in a recent Terang jump out. 3, 2, 11, 6.
3, 2, 11, and 6 in race 8. And the last of 9 jumps at 9:30. This is over the 1600. 2 scratchings, take out 1 and 2. Groovy Kind of Love, looking for 3 in a row, is $1.90. The favourite from the Michael Kent stable, could have a good night this evening, Michael Kent. Pal Doro at $3.60, mostly sunny, then out to $7. Is it a two-horse race or a one-outer in the last leg?
I was going to have two, but one of my insurance horses got scratched. So we'll go one out with Groovy Kind of Love, chasing a hat-trick of wins at Track and Trip. I just don't see a reason why she can't do it. Weighted the same because she takes on the boys this time. The horse she beat last start subsequently won a 64 race since. She'll be forward, doesn't necessarily have to lead. Just ticks all the boxes for mine. Mostly sunny, has only missed the Quinella once at Track and Trip in 4 runs. That reads well. Pal D'Oro has been freshened since a maiden win. Ken Wynn, I just thought was under the odds. And Hannah Mozart, next best. 3, 12, 7, 5.
3, 12, 7, and 5 in the last. All right, H, where do we go for the best bets and play of the day tonight?
Hopefully race 6, number 1, Nick Our Spur, gets us the money as my best. Value race 4, number 5, Diamonds and Pearls. Good enough price to play each way. Quaddy, first leg, 1, 4, 5, 8. Second leg, 1, 2, 5, 8, 10. Third leg, 2, 3, 11. Last leg, standout number 3 only. Play of the day, have a running double. Race 2, numbers 5 and 6. Into race 3, numbers 1 and 7.
Good on you, H. Good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.
Harry White with all his selections at Pakenham tonight. Don't forget, if you missed any of Harry or Mark Hunter's selections, jump on rsn.net.au. That's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Racing Pulse on the Road. Always nice to go and step behind the stable doors. So thanks to all the trainers out here at Flemington who gave us their time to wander around their stables today. Tomorrow,